the coat and the vest and the shirt and the
trousers or the pants.
And if the man is going to work in the fields, he like your husband had on what you call the
overalls.
Okay. And if you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, might say, "Here, I have
brought you a coat."
Okay. And if you did that yesterday, you'd say, "Well, yesterday I
brought you a coat to you."
Okay, I have to do it every day. Every day I
have to bring.
Okay. And if you want to say, if your son tries on something and says, "Well, this coat won't fit this year, but last year it
did fit.
It perfectly.
It fit perfectly.
It what?
It fit perfectly."
Okay. And if you were your old clothes wore out, you'd have to go, a man would have to go buy
a new suit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, you say it makes them
bulge.
And if you wash something and the water's too hot, it will
burn.
Okay, but
or
if the
water,
okay. And if it happened yesterday, you say, "Well, I washed that yesterday and it
shrunk."
And it has
shrunk.
Every time I wash a certain
it's shrunk every time.
Okay. It's what?
Shrunk every time.
Okay. And if a girl goes out to a party and getting ready, she and enjoys getting ready, so she really likes to
dress up, primp.
Okay. Is primp an old word?
I think it is.
Well, your daughter wouldn't say that.
No.
What would you just say? Maybe you wouldn't say it. Maybe they don't
put makeup on.
Okay.
Is what the
And what about a small leather container that you carry? Women carry money in.
Pouch, pocketbook, purse.
And a woman may wear on her wrist
wristwatch or a bracelet.
And a lot of little things strung together to go around your neck and all.
It's beads or a locket or necklace.
And tell me about beads. If you wanted to say something of beads, what would you say?
String of beads.
Okay. And men to hold their trousers up where
belt or suspenders.
And those things on overalls are called
galluses.
But they're called galluses if they're on trousers, right? That's
I don't think so.
Okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And what's the last thing you put on if you're making up a bed on the very top of it?
Your bedspread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on
a pillow.
And
the old word that used to be bolster.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that? That long, one long pillow?
It went all the way across the bed,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, the bolster. Okay. And for warmth, you may put on the bed under the bedspread or
a blanket or quilt.
Okay. And what would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor?
A pallet.
And talking about the soil, when it's very rich, you say, "We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile
and
all rich."
Okay. And what about low-lying land? Well, the land around here is pretty much all flat,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? A field that might be good for nothing other than maybe raising grass or clover or alfalfa. Maybe it's used for grazing.
You just said that was a poor field.
Okay. Does meadow mean poor land? Do you all use meadow?
Not often. I usually think the meadow is something similar to the pasture.
Okay.
I don't know.
But you don't generally.
Yeah, not much.
Okay.